At Gold Rush Sweepstakes on Emerson near I-95, word had gotten around that the bill had been signed, but also its enforcement was up to local law enforcement, not the state. So they weren't sure what they were supposed to be doing next. A man called Ace works for Number One Venue, one of the game room's permit holders. He says closing the doors will hurt a lot of people who have done nothing wrong.
Not just these type of businesses, but smaller scale businesses that have sweepstakes machines in them that, you know, that picks up the slack on the revenue stream that they've gotten used to that they're not going to have.
Just after we spoke, Ace got off the phone and told the staff to lock the doors and have everyone log off the machines. About 10 minutes earlier, in the parking lot of the Hardwired Internet Cafe on the South Bank Riverwalk, a small group of women were exiting the cafe, locking the door behind them. None wanted to speak on tape. Near the open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week sign, a note was posted on the door that said they were, quote, temporarily closed. A Jacksonville Sheriff's Office email stated prior to developing strategy for enforcement, they will have to read the law and the elements of the offense. They will enforce any criminal statutes as required by the state. Kevin Mershart, WJCT News.